This is Gospel 365 Podcast. Today, we have an inspiring and empowering message to help you walk through the day and to overcome your daily challenges. As you're about to listen to today's message, please feel free to invite a friend to listen as well. We don't believe you should keep these messages to yourself. So go ahead and share the link.
The message for today's devotion is, He lives in you. And we are reading our scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The Spirit's communication in the verse above is a very enlightening one. He emphasized a similar thought in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, drawing attention to who we really are. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Many believers today are ignorant of this deep spiritual truth. If you are conscious that the Spirit of God, who is the conveyor of the blessings of God, and of all that being given to us in Christ Jesus, lives in you, how could you live an ordinary life? Even if your body has been so bruised, broken, and ravaged by sickness, diseases, or infirmity, meditating on this truth will revitalize your whole being. The Spirit of God isn't docile inside you. He is active. Actually, He perambulates in you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, He said, "For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and will be their God, and they shall be my people." Notice His choice of words. I will dwell in them. That means settle down in them. He has set up His headquarters in you, but that is not all. He also said, I will walk in them. The word walk here is the Greek word emperipatio, and it means to patrol the boundaries of a property in order to fix or replace any damaged part or nullify of any trouble. Part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in you is to ensure that anything that goes wrong in your body is fixed. If it needs to be renewed, He will renew it. No wonder He says, He who raised Christ from the dead shall also vitalize your mortal bodies by His Spirit that lives in you. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. So, beloved, become conscious that the Holy Spirit lives in you in all His power. He is all that you need. His presence in you keeps you victorious over the devices of the evil one and the corrupting influences in this world. Hallelujah! Shall we say a prayer? Precious Father, how great Thou art! I thank You for the great honor and blessings of having the Holy Spirit live in me. By virtue of His indwelling and abiding presence, I'm infused with divine energy and supernatural wisdom to do the will of God and live triumphantly over and above circumstances. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Gospel 365 Podcast, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GO365 Podcast. Send your prayer requests or testimonies to Gospel365 Podcast at gmail.com. And God bless you.